Okay, guys, so let's take it back to the early 1900s. Back to World War I. And let's start off with the election of 1912. So the election of 1912 was an election which showcased three major candidates. They engaged in a debate about future politics. The candidates were President William Howard Taft, who was renominated as a Republican. There was Theodore Roosevelt, who he failed to receive the Republican nomination, so he made his own convention, and he created the Bull Moose Party. There was also a Democrat. His name was Woodrow Wilson. So, after all of them were being voted, the Republican votes were being splitted. So, Wilson is the one that defeated both Taft and Roosevelt in the general election. So, now let's talk about the assassination of the Archduke Franz Ferdinand. So, this is what triggered the world. This is what started it all. As Ferdinand and his wife rode in a motorcade. So, earlier in the day, him and his wife had deflected a bomb that was thrown at him by someone. He was actually on his way to visit injured people that were in the bomb when he was killed. Moving on to the Austria-Hungary's declaration of war. 1 month after Ferdinand and his wife were killed, Austria-Hungary decided it was enough. And they decided to declare war on Serbia, beginning the First World War. Moving on to sinking of Lusitania. Now on May 7th, 1915, less than a year later, after World War I erupted across Europe, a German U-boat torpedoed and sank the RMS, which was going through a British Ocean linear en route from New York to Liverpool, which was located in England. There were more than 1,900 people on board. After 2 years, the USA finally decided to enter World War I because they had enough. Now, the Zimmermann Telegram. In January 1917, the German minister, Arthur Zimmermann, sent a telegram which was known as the Zimmermann Note. He sent it to his minister in Mexico to inform him about the unrestricted submarine warfare. The telegram contained instructions. However, Prime Minister David Lloyd George decided to withhold the note from Americans for a while. He was a British guy. Then over the next few weeks, USA drifted closer to the war. So on February 24th, the British revealed the telegram to Americans. So President Wilson realized that the time was over, so he released the note March 1st after a declaration of war. So it would follow a little more than a month after. Now, the unrestricted submarine. The warfare by Germany in 1915. So for this time, Germany declared the area around Britain a war zone, meaning all merchant ships, including those from neutral countries, would be attacked by a Germany navy. A bunch of attacks on merchant ships followed, also causing the sinking of the British ship Lusitania by German. The U-boat on May 7, 1915. Although it was a British ship and was carrying supplies of munitions, there were 1,200 people who drowned, as well as 128 Americans. Woodrow Wilson, sorry about that, then demanded an end to the German attacks. So, against unarmed ships, then by September 1915, the German Navy was persuaded to suspend the U-boat warfare altogether. But then on January 31st of 1917, the German government announced that unrestricted submarine warfare would resume the next day. War has been challenged to fight to the end. So now, the U.S. enters into the World War I. So on April 6, 1917, the U.S. finally allies with Britain, France, and Russia to fight in World War I. Although many Americans did not want to enter the war and maintain neutral, President Woodrow Wilson pledged to be neutral, but didn't. So now the Selective Service System, also known as the Selective Draft Act. This was enacted on May 18, 1917, which required all men between ages of 21 to 30 were to register with locally administered draft boards for military. The age limits were later extended to men ages 18 to 45. So, President Woodrow Wilson reluctantly accepted the recommendation for the new draft law. Moving on to the Battle of Aragon. On September 26th to November 11th of 1918, this battle was major. This was the last battle of World War I, and it was a massive attack along the whole line. The U.S. had over 1 million troops not able to fight. At the end, American forces advanced, and then the Americans suffered. 192,000 casualties in the battle, including 26,277 killed. French suffered 70,000 casualties, while Germans had 126,000 casualties, among them 56,000 prisoners. So, also, Allied troops took the offensive under command. Allies made slow but steady progress. And now, last but not least, the Treaty of Versailles. On June 28th, 1919, the most important of the peace treaties that brought World War I to an end. So it ended the state of war between Germany and Allied powers. This treaty, negotiated between January and June of 1919 in Paris, which was also written by the Allies with almost no participation by the Germans. So long story short, the German government signed the treaty under protest. And that's a little summary. Hopefully y'all like it. About the World War I. Early 1920s. Bye.